This is Akashvani. The news read by Anita Anand. Campaigning has picked up for assembly elections in Assam, Puducherry, Keralam, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held a roadshow in support of NDA candidates in Puducherry last evening. The roadshow, which lasted for 35 minutes, covered a 1.2-kilometre stretch along Annasalai from Ajanta Signal Junction to Raja Theatre Signal. The Prime Minister travelled in an open vehicle, greeting and waving at the public, party workers and supporters. Chief Minister N. Rangasamy, BJP State President V.P. Ramalingam, Home Minister A. Namasivayam accompanied the Prime Minister. Following the roadshow, the Prime Minister departed for Chennai. In Polvon, Tamil Nadu, the BJP has announced candidates for 27 seats it will contest as part of the AIADMK-led NDA alliance. The list includes Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan, former Governor Dr. Tamilisai Sundarajan and State BJP Chief Nenar Nagendran. In the 2021 Assembly elections, BJP had contested 20 seats and won 4. The Congress has also announced candidates for 28 Assembly seats, with nominations closing on Monday. BJP and Congress will go head-to-head in 4 constituencies, Vilvankode, Kolachal, Arantangi and Uti. The Election Commission has directed all states and union territories to grant a paid holiday to voters on polling day for upcoming Assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and West Bengal. It said all eligible voters, including daily wage and casual workers, must receive a paid holiday with no wage deduction. Employers violating the order will face penalties. It has directed all state and union governments to issue necessary instructions to all concerned for strict compliance. A 40-member team from National Investigation Agency, NIA, arrived in West Bengal's Malda district to investigate the siege of 7 judicial officials at the Kaliachak second block development office earlier this week. Authorities said the investigation will also examine a subsequent attack on the officials as central forces attempted to rescue them. The West Bengal police arrested 2 persons yesterday, including Mufakirul Islam, the mastermind of the Girao of 7 judicial officers in Malda district from Siliguri's Bagdogra Airport. Meanwhile, the court has ordered 14 days police custody to Mufakirul Islam and 6 days police custody to Akramul Bagani, main accused in the Kaliachak incident in Malda in West Bengal. Strong earthquake tremors were felt across Delhi NCR and several parts of North India. A 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck Afghanistan, triggering panic among residents in several Indian cities, including Noida, Chandigarh, Ludhiana in Punjab and Poonch, Srinagar, Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir, among other locations, at around 9:50 p.m. Meanwhile, no immediate reports of damage or casualties have emerged so far. The government has assured that it is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG in the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel, as well as unnecessary booking of LPG. The Secretary for Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas chaired a meeting with additional chief secretaries and principal secretaries, food and civil supplies of all states and UTs to review the fuel supply situation and highlighted measures taken to ensure adequate availability. In the Indian Premier League IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai tonight. Chasing a victory target of 210 runs, Punjab Kings made 210 runs for the loss of 5 wickets in 18.4 overs. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Chennai Super Kings made 209 for the loss of 5 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. The India Meteorological Department, IMDS, forecast heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Muzaffarabad, Kerala, Mahi and Ladakh today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms accompanied with hailstorms over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.